September 15th, 2023. What's up, y'all? Brian Seltzer live and another episode coming at you. I know it's been a long time. I hope that your year's been great so far, and we're about ready to start fall. And today, I'm doing something a little different because a good friend of mine on Facebook had made a post and it caught my eye and it caught my attention. And first off, before I start on that, I want to say thank you to everybody who contributed to the Furry Fortune, because the Furry Fortune ended up being a massive success because y'all helped me in making that a reality for them and for you as well. And anybody who joined up by hearing my previous episode about Furry Fortune, welcome to the Furry Fortune family. Now, I am actually trying to do another call out here for a fundraiser, and I was reading this article here that I have got pulled up on another screen. And talk about rough. I mean, I've had it rough in the past, and I still do. And that's why I don't do too many still to this day. But this one daughter has it so rough. It's hard. It says here, as many know, my sweet Abby didn't have an easy start at life. Due to her brain damage, she has always dealt with behavior issues. But now she's getting older and stronger, and medication just isn't helping. I'm doing all I possibly can for her, between doctors, medicine, therapy, and everything. And I can see she hates always feeling this way. Her pediatrician suggested we try medical marijuana. I have always been worried about the stigma, but now I'm desperate for her, for my family. The startup costs are $400. The appointments are $250 per, and $75 each for the cards because I need one as her caregiver. Honestly, I don't know even if this will work, but I will try anything to get my baby girl back to her happy, normal self. Anything raised over the goal will go towards products for her. $80 has been raised of 450. Now, I know that there are some excellent people around the world that have heard my call out, and I just wanted to let you know on that one call out for the Furry Fortune, we managed to help to the tune of about $35,000, roughly. And that was such a dream come true. They are only asked have a goal of $450. If we raised 35,000 in 1 or 2 weeks by taking this global, let's do it again for this daughter. She needs it. If you want to help, go to bseltzer6.com right now, as soon as you can. And I have put a button up there for you to be able to get to her on my main homepage. And it says our last option. And there's, in fact, two of them. There are three that I see, several of them. Because I was trying to get it to go and it didn't want to seem to, and it did when I wasn't looking. So if you do that, I would appreciate your help in making this work. And there's a bunch of donate now buttons. Go click on one and let's help this family out. I mean it. I want this to really go up to the world and to really get this daughter what she needs to be healthy and happy. And I hate seeing people like this. I know how hard that when somebody is being told to try marijuana, I have never done it. And my rare condition, one of them, I could have done it, but I chose not to. I still choose not to. So they are fighting a hard fight. They're fighting a good fight. But let's get them that help. BeSelder6.com. Look for one of the GoFundMes, and it's actually right on my homepage. Click it, go there, read her story for yourself. It says it all. And I would appreciate any help that I can get on this. And I know if I'm in your ear, I hope that you do it. And let's help this daughter. And I will try to get some more podcasts done down the road. But this was truly an important one to me. So let's see what we can do over the next week or two as long as this thing stays alive. Until the next time, stay safe, be awesome, and let's change a daughter's life for the better, one life at a time. Thank you. Bye-bye.